wgxc.org. WGXC will be a community-run media project. Re-envisioning radio as an innovative platform for local participation. Our inclusive programming will connect diverse voices and distribute information across the public spectrum in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. To get involved, write to info@wgxc.org.
Attention men and women 50 and older. Are you uninsured? The Columbia Greene Cancer Services Program offers free cancer screening tests. You could be eligible for free clinical breast exams, mammograms, pap smears, and colon tests. There are many local doctors to choose from. To find out more, please call the Cancer Services Program at 518-822-8741. Early detection is the best prevention. The Columbia Greene Cancer Services Program is a program of the Healthcare Consortium and is funded by the New York State Department of Health Cancer Services Program.
Hey, Sam. Welcome.
Hey.
Let's do a quick station ID. What are we broadcasting from?
We're broadcasting from WGXC 90.7 FM.
Acre, New York.
And Athens, Chatham, Hudson.
Sam, what's our program about today? Well, first of all, let's tell them what our program's name is.
This is Tell It Like It Is. Our second edition, our special Thanksgiving show.
So, a little bit about what we're doing today in the next hour.
Well, we're going to do, I don't know, I was just thinking that, you know, we can kind of take it easy and play some music, and we'll be talking about a few things we'll be doing. I want to talk about some environment issues and some events coming up, and we're just going to have fun.
Okay, great. And in the next hour or two, at the top of the hour, at the top of noontime, we'll have some headlines with Tom. And we're also going to have music, I guess, to cheer us up for the holiday around 11 with Leonard Cohen. And then we're going to have a whole musical series with the word free in it. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, and so what's up next?
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, of all the things I'm thankful for, and, like, being here today with you guys and this station, and then that gets me thinking about all sorts of other things, like just water and electricity.
Oh, yeah.
And just very basic things that I'm just so... I think we take a lot of things for granted, and I don't know. There's just a lot of things to be thankful for. So I was thinking of one of my favorite songs is by Sly Stone, and this is in, I think this is in CD player one over there.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And I think it's track 5.
Okay, cool. So let me see if I can get that queued up. And while I'm queuing that up, tell me more about... what are the music you're thinking about playing today, or other things you're thankful for?
Well, let's see. I have a variety of music. I brought some Miles Davis in. I got some Captain Beefheart. You know, really Thanksgiving-y kind of sounds.
Okay, all right.
We also have a beautiful recording by our friend Dharma and Quinn,
giving us
a really great recipe.
That's
we're going
right.
to be playing that later.
So we're going to do a little bit of Thanksgiving kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good. Yeah. We'll throw a recipe at him. So in the meantime, let's see if I can get this going.
Thankful. same man fell. Still, should be here another day. And that's why I got the big
bumper.
Yeah, yeah. I got a big
bumper.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Oh, 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 you gotta be
bumper.
From the night on my ankle to the top of my head. I could have been dead. I started climbing from the bottom, oh yeah, all the way to the top. And before I knew it, I was up and down. You believe it or not?
Hey, thanks, Sam. That was great. And tell me
a
little bit.
That song.
Yeah, you don't hear that one too often.
Nah, there's so many great Sly Stone songs, but they play like the same two or three over and over.
So.
But so I thought that'd be a nice treat for Thanksgiving.
Definitely. So we're going into the environment report.
Let's see. I was thinking I have some event, a little bit of events
okay.
coming up in Greene County.
Oh, sorry.
Ish okay. area.
Well, that's kind of an environment report, sort of. Okay.
So, you know, this is going to be our regular part of our regular show. will be events in Columbia and Greene County. We don't have Ellen here today for our Columbia County report, but I'll represent Greene County.
Okay. Hey, nice music for the background there.
All right, yeah.
So while you're reading the events calendar, I'll get up and I'll boogie.
Cool.
Okay.
So let's see, Friday, tomorrow, November 26th at 7 p.m. in Catskill, hosted by the Catskill Fire Department, is the Festival of Lights. So come on out to Main Street in Catskill tomorrow night if you feel like it. Also, tomorrow night, Friday, at the Inn at Leeds is local rock band Front Street playing at 10 p.m. That's at 1125 Route 23B in Leeds, the Inn at Leeds. And that's Friday night. Saturday is a couple of things. This Saturday, November 27th. 5 to 7 p.m. at the Greene County Council on the Arts is the opening reception for Salon 2010, a multimedia holiday art exhibition. That's at 398 Main Street in Catskill at the Greene County Council on the Arts. Also on Saturday is the Cairo Holiday Parade at Main Street in Cairo, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30. Oh, this sounds kind of nice. That earlier in the day on Saturday is at the Greenville Firehouse is the 19th annual Christmas Craft Fair with crafts, food, and baked goods. It's sponsored by the Greenville Fire Company Auxiliary, and that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Greenville Firehouse on Saturday. Now, for you rockers out there, on Sunday night, the 28th, down in Kingston at the basement, it's We Love Thomas Day. And, I don't know who Thomas is, but this is an opportunity, folks, to just completely blow out your holiday weekend in a haze of liquor-soaked garage punk rock. Featuring, from Athens, Bourbon Scum, one of my favorite band names ever.
Okay.
They're also playing with Social Standards and 1600 Pound Pig. That's The Basement in Kingston. That's 744 Broadway at 9 p.m.
Could you roast that 1600 Pound Pig in Bourbon Scum? I thought it'd be a nice holiday.
Yeah, that would be that
recipe.
Would be delish.
Yeah.
While you're waiting for it to roast, they will have $1.50 PBRs and $4 car bombs. So, come on out and check out Bourbon Scum. That's Sunday night. And that's it for the events.
All right, cool. Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Back, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about some recent environment news. You know, one of the things I mentioned that I'm really thankful for is you could keep some of that funky music up in there.
Okay, all right. This is practice radio. I just want people to know. So
yeah, we're figuring this out as we go, folks. So just enjoy it. Get to hear all of our mistakes, and we will get better. But in the meantime,
I'm glad you're confident about that. Okay.
You know, water is really important and something that we take for granted. I mean, you get to drink it, you can swim in it, you can have it rain on you. I mean, there's just so many great things about water. And there's some people out there that don't get to just turn on their tap and drink it because they've been affected by this fracking, hydrofracking gas drilling, which has contaminated their water supplies. And there's a big push right now to pass a moratorium on fracking in New York State. So I was just going to mention a couple of recent things in fracking news. This past Monday, reported on Huffington Post, the headline is Exxon subsidiary investigated for 13,000 gallon fracking fluid spill into Pennsylvania waterways. In Lycoming County, Pennsylvania last week, a Department of Environmental Protection inspector found a valve had been left open on a 21,000 gallon fracking fluid tank, discharging fracking fluid into local waterways, polluting an unnamed tributary and a spring, and also possibly two private drinking water wells. That's just, you know, by human error.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. So you can read more about this at frackaction.com. Also reported on Monday on Huffington Post is an excellent article by the actor Mark Ruffalo, titled When Truth is Scarier Than Fiction. And it begins, "It sounds like a crazy conspiracy, too extreme to be true. Flaming tap water, dead animals, secret chemical formulas, mysterious illnesses afflicting whole communities and people afraid to speak up." He's talking about the November 11th episode on TV of CSI crime scene investigation, which was called Frat, about a gas industry destroying people's lives with no accountability. Although the CSI story is fictional, the parallels to real life are far too real. Mr. Ruffalo goes on in his article to tell of real life fracking nightmares affecting people across the country. You can read the whole story at frackaction.com. So along the lines of fracking, You know, it's really ultimately, I don't think it's a political issue. It's not a left or a right issue. It's really just about protecting the environment, which is a human responsibility and an issue that we all need to take care of. If you're interested in doing something before this Tuesday, call your state assembly person and tell them to bring the fracking moratorium bill to the floor for a vote and pass it. We have, well, over in Greene County, mostly, the way these things are divided up is so crazy, but our assembly person is Pete Lopez, and I know he's also in part of Columbia County.
Mm-hmm.
His telephone number is 518-943-1371. And then I know Mark Molinaro is the assembly person here
mm-hmm.
in Hudson,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
His telephone number is 518-455-5177. And you could also call Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. His telephone number is 212-312-1420. So this is a huge phone blitz that's going on right now, trying to get the assembly to pass this moratorium.
Sam, can I weigh in? Just a couple of things come to
Please,
mind.
Please, yeah.
Well, one thing is on a, like about a month and a half ago, I went on a trip out to Ithaca, and there are all kinds of pro-fracking signs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the issues...
Pro-fracking,
absolutely. And then and a lot of them were responsible, if we can do it in a responsible way. I think what's happening is this, in light of the economy being, such difficult times for people, I don't think actually there were any really good times for folks living in Western New York. And I'm just wondering how you would address the old question of putting the environment second to human need. People need jobs, people need energy. There seems to be this battle between the two. And is that artificial? Is that even a real issue?
That's the old conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
But my feeling is that taking care of the environment will also lead to much healthier lives for everyone, which will lead to better jobs for everyone. I think there's alternatives to, if you're going to base it on jobs, there are other alternatives that can create jobs that aren't so harmful and devastating. Like the cost of recovering from a fracking accident is, the damage is irreparable, first of all, and you're talking about water, you're talking about the sustenance that humans need, which is, you know, really more important than jobs for a handful of people.
Well, you know, this is, I mean, historically, this is a problem that was addressed with a cement plant, and there was a whole class issue, which we can get into in a little bit, but one is this aquifers are where our water is supplied underground. And so let's say a farmer, you know, is not doing well. Agriculture in New York State has really seen tough times. The guy wants to sell some of his land. The Marcellus Shale is there. There's potential for having for him getting a lot of money from a gas drilling company. They say that they're not going to pollute this water, but we still don't know what the chemicals are that are used for fracturing the shale. So the guy wants to sell some of his land. Like, for instance, people sell their land so that people can, you know, dig and get aggregate or and other things. Or he wants part of the... How do you tell this guy that potentially that land's going to be completely destroyed, his water's going to be destroyed, and in the long run, he's going to be worse off, which has happened.
Could be worthless.
Yes, which has happened many times in Pennsylvania where fracking is legal.
Yeah. I don't know how you get that point across
Except through, you know, finding out the facts.
Right.
And I think that's why the moratorium is important, because I think a lot of folks don't know what the facts are. They don't know what the chemicals are. There isn't any legislation in place to protect people. There's another example of Love Canal? I'm thinking of
Love Canal.
Where they built a housing development, and people were getting sick, and they were building it over a landfill, and the people who knew that there was a possibility of people getting sick from the chemicals that were in this landfill just did a cost-benefit analysis and figured that they would actually be better off if they got sued later by people getting sick than if they cleaned it up. Now, this is the truth. So this is what we're looking at. So,
right. Well, I mean, like you said, that points to all the more reason that we need this moratorium. Just to give, we need more time to really study this, to find out the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Give people a chance to figure it out for themselves, landowners who are weighing all these issues out. There's no need to rush into this right now.
Right.
I mean, the only reason this is becoming so urgent is because the gas companies make a ton of money off of this.
Yeah.
They want that money. They're not interested in helping out the farmers figure out the best use of their land.
Mm.
So I think we just need more time to research this.
Right.
And, you know, that also relates to another topic, environment related. That's the cover story of news this week's Newsweek. Which is about the divide in our country between those who are able to get nutritious, healthy food and those who are not, and how we can start to bridge that gap. And so that also ties into farming and healthy farming, non-corporate farming. And one part of this article by Lisa Miller states that as the distance between rich and poor continues to grow, the freshest, most nutritious foods have become luxury goods that only some can afford. The number of Americans on food stamps has surged by 58.5% over the last 3 years.
Mm.
That's a startling statistic. The article goes on to tell of examples of three families, and it addresses many of the complex layers of this issue, and that's this week's cover story in Newsweek. You know, one of the things, territories this goes into, back to farming, is one of the conflicts I have a problem with is that huge corporate farming companies are given more government subsidies than small independent farmers.
Right, right.
And I think we really need to reverse this.
And it's ironic because the politicians are always saying that they're trying to support small business. You hear this bandied about all the time. Who can support small business better? And yet small businesses like family farms are not subsidized, they're not helped. In extreme cases in other countries, such as in India, farmers are committing suicide. They're being overwhelmed by the cost of chemical fertilizers. Their traditional ways of farming have been taken away from them.
Oh, and right here, sorry to interrupt, but,
yeah.
You know, I think it was not that long ago over in Copaic where the dairy farmer committed suicide.
So it's I think, part of the answer of, and it seems like it's a question of creating an ecology right here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a county, an agricultural county like Columbia County. You've got folks who need food, nutritious food. Why are hospitals, it would be wonderful if hospitals and the schools and other governmental institutions were getting the majority of their food from small farmers instead of from corporate suppliers who are supplying food sometimes from China. And it's all processed.
Mm-hmm.
You've got fresh, wonderful food right here.
Right.
So, but there's also land development issues. A lot going on in here, and I think
so
in the next couple of weeks, that's what Tell It Like It Is, this show will be addressing, are these issues, because it's all integral.
Right.
how we live here.
Energy sources tied to land use, tied to health issues and health care.
And tied to democracy. Because if everything is centralized, there's democracy is antithetical to the centralization of power and wealth. And so the more you can decentralize that, the more chances you have of a true democracy with a small d, where everyone is represented, I think.
Right on.
Okay. So, how are we doing for time here? Okay, 10:32. Do you have more?
We could just fade this up for a second while I think for a
second. Sure. Okay. Back to Miles. What is this, anyway?
This is Miles Davis from Agartha. This is Prelude number 1.
Okay, cool. And it's vinyl.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. So this is a pretty mellow Thanksgiving you got planned out for us there. By the way, I don't smell any turkey, but that's because we're not cooking any. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we do have a loaf of bread from Loaf.
Oh, nice.
The new bakery in town.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
It's a beautiful loaf. I actually had a slice of it last night. I think it was Rachel. I met her on the street just as she was closing the door, and she threw a couple of loaves of bread at my head, saying... Power to the people. Blam! So, thank you, Rachel. That was great.
Nice.
So,
well, that's it. It's all about being thankful and giving giving what you can and being thankful for what you get. And so, I don't know. I just had one more song I was going to play along the lines of sort of thinking about the environment and electricity itself, which I'm thankful for. I think that's another thing we take for granted. But without electricity, we wouldn't be here doing this show. And but I think that we're also sort of forgetting that maybe in this age of like 80 million gadgets plugged in all the time, that maybe we could notice how much electricity we're using and conserve more. We're never hearing the word conserve hardly
ever.
Oh,
no. You see what that got Jimmy Carter. It got him the Iran.
I think that's the last time we did hear that word.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Actually, is it true that I heard that if you conserve energy, that through conservation you can actually save more energy than all the oil exploration, and that you could actually generate more energy through conservation than all the drilling and looking for new oil sources.
I don't doubt it for a second. Yeah,
we're very wasteful, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, well, just ponder that a little bit. And meanwhile, here's a great song by Captain Beefheart called Electricity.
Singing to you, to me, thunderbolts caught easily, shout the truth peacefully.
Electricity.
So does that mean the turkey's done now? These poor turkeys. You know, it's amazing how Obama will, pardon two turkeys? I think it was apple and cider. He pardoned them, and they could go and live on a farm for the rest of their lives. And yet there's all these guys facing death row, men and women, you know. Sometimes they do DNA testing on them and find out, oh, you've been on death row for 20 years, and, gee, you didn't commit that crime. Yeah. And how about those turkeys running free?
Yeah.
Maybe I could get pardoned and run free on a farm for a while. So, it is Thanksgiving, and that has something to do with people not starving because the original people in this country took pity on the poor pilgrims who were like religious refugees from England, mm-hmm. who like within a generation became very... They turned on their, the people who helped them.
Right.
And, yeah.
I heard a great sort of thing along those lines about, you know, all this immigration debate and, you know, with the Mexican border building the wall and everything. And if you think about it, that's really nothing new at all, this issue. The Indians called it white people.
Right, yeah. I mean, the whole idea of borders makes absolutely no sense mm-hmm. at all, especially, again, in the bigger environmental picture, you know. But food, yes.
Food.
Thanksgiving.
So, yes.
Don't we have a recipe? We're going to go to a nice homey recipe now.
Yay.
So, everybody, can you smell the apples and oranges simmering in the pot with the cloves? And we have a little potpourri going on here.
Hopefully some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yep, mashed potatoes and gravy. What else? Rutabagas. Parsnips. And
green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you grow up, man? Green bean casserole. No wonder you wasn't a captain before. So we've got a wonderful recipe from a young lady who's the daughter of Dharma. And I don't mean that in a metaphorical way. She's Dharma's daughter. let's go to her recipe. This is from young Quinn, who turned 10 this year.
And this is for apple crisp.
Okay, let's see if I can get it going here.
Hi, my name is Quinn Gunter. I'm a volunteer programmer at WGXC, and I'm going to tell you how my mom and I make apple crumble. For this recipe, you'll need 4 baking apples, 1 stick of butter, 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. When we make apple crumble, we like to mix a couple of varieties of Hudson Valley baking apples, such as Jonathan, Winesap, Northern Spy, or Macintosh. First, we preheat our oven to 375. Then, we wash the apples in case they were sprayed. Next, we chop apples into chunks. Don't make your apple chunks too small, or they'll turn to mush in the oven. We put the apple chunks in a baking dish or pie plate. We put the cores and seeds in the compost. My mom adds a tiny bit of water to the bottom of the pan. I don't know why she does this. Next, we melt the stick of butter over low heat. Butter melts fast. We watch it so we don't burn it. For your vegan friends, you can substitute 1/3 cup of canola oil. We mix our dry ingredients in a bowl, the flour, sugar, salt, and cinnamon. Then we stir in the butter. My mom uses her fingers to mix it up until it is crumbly. It doesn't take long. We taste the topping. If your parents buy cheap cinnamon like mine does, you might want to add some more now. A little fresh nutmeg is really good too. We sprinkle the topping on and place it into a preheated oven. We set our timer for 40 minutes. And we find something else to do while we wait.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
Yum. Voila. Homemade apple crumble.
Big fat juicy hams. Soul found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks, but up in the kitchen she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soulful food. It's a stew, hot home cake, and that's home cooked for two. Getting set for cooking in was mostly cooking a Saturday night. Cooking out today, ready back at dinner, mostly scientific way. Please never send me to a restaurant. Ain't nothing in a restaurant for any man who's got himself a cookbook. Every time I try to eat in a restaurant, the cooking drives me away and sends me back home where cooking's got soul.
One thing that really hurts a lot of women, I'm talking to you modern women, talking to you new style women in your fancy clothes and phony pose. Plenty of prim, 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 prim pants around, but nothing that you put down make your man gain a pound. A man will do an awful lot of looking, but he's always coming home to get his cooking. Don't get too fancy, ladies. Keeps up the cooking apart. Just feed your
find yourself a woman, you like the way she look. She charming and she pretty, but you say it's lots of trouble to cook. Make her cook, make her cook. You meet up with a Debbie, she's in the social book. She's lovely and she love you, but she pay a servant double to cook. Make her cook.
If a woman don't cook, it don't matter how she look.
I just found a woman, she ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soulful food. It needs to hot biscuits, and that's home cooking for two. Hot cornbread, and that's home cooking for two. Hot whole cake, and that's real down, down.
Whoa, that was fantastic.
That was so great.
Well, hey, what do we say, Sam?
Happy birthday, Quinn.
And thank you, Dharma and Quinn, for putting that together. That really made my Thanksgiving experience much richer.
Definitely. I loved it.
So on the thankful note, eventually, for those of you who are listening, one or two or none, to us on the internet, when we do go on air, today would have been a perfect day to get your phone calls to tell us about what you're thankful for. I just wanted to say a couple of things about what I'm thankful for. Number one, I'm really thankful for this station. It's like a miracle that this is happening. And I'm thankful for the people who put it together, the people in the community who support it, the people in the community who are going to support it because it's so cool. And going back to some of the issues that Sam and I were talking about earlier on. I'm really thankful for all the people in my life. They are truly my extended family. The people and the animals and where I live is really important to me. And it came to me, without sounding maudlin, about 5 or 6 years ago. I was diagnosed with cancer, and I had surgery, and the surgery was rather painful and invasive, and it all happened really quickly. And then I was deposited back home in my little apartment in Hudson, recovering. And I remember it was during around the time of Darfur in Africa, in the Sudan, and people starving. And I went and was listening maybe to the morning news, and I just went to my kitchen sink and I turned on the hot water, and I was like, whoa. I just turn on the faucet and there's like hot water. This is really great. Yeah. And I said, it was like an epiphany, you know, to say that's so, you know, that's like a miracle. So like truly, when you're in the head where you think, you know, man, life's not treating me well, or I'm not getting enough. And you know, just remember that we've got more. And materially, than most people on this planet. So what we've got to do is create that spiritual wealth by remembering that.
Yeah, and so. It's also, you know, living in this just completely majestically gorgeous area is also a reminder of that to me every day, too, just appreciating it so much that I live here and just that I've met you and that we're friends, and like you're saying, all the great people that I'm meeting through this radio station, and just it's fantastic.
So Sam, since you live in Athens and I live in Hudson, I know we communicate a lot by building fires on the top of the building and sending smoke signals out to each other. I'm going to send you a little musical smoke signal. Let's see. Take a listen to this.
Sometimes I feel so uninspired. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Sometimes I feel so very tired. Sometimes I feel like I've had enough. You got
Sorry, I couldn't help it. It was awful. Maybe it was all right. So, Sam, thanks again, man, for doing the show. Tom, thanks for hanging out and listening to the silliness. And happy Thanksgiving, folks. What's coming on up?
Yay, happy Thanksgiving. Here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. So coming up is going to be a surprise that you have for us, I believe, of music related to the word free.
You got it. That's it. And so tune
and
in.
And who knows what else.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe some Tim Leary later on. And then again, noontime, stay tuned for news headlines with Tom and Sam. Okay, and stay tuned. Tune in next week on Thursday from 10 to 11 for another practice Tell It Like It Is. Great. Thanks, guys.
Yay.